Hey y'all, it's Mama Susie. I didn't leave y'all. I just been pretty busy shopping, grocery shopping. Been busy out here and the weather's beautiful here in Michigan. Taking care of myself as best as I can. I did make a boo-boo last night though. Had some potato chips, some barbecue potato chips. Like right before bed, not even very many, and my sugar shot up to 154, like in the morning. I woke up, I was sweating, and I felt so funny. And I thought, well, maybe it's my hormones, I'm getting older. Well, I guess it wasn't when I checked my sugar, because that's when stuff got real. So, you know, sometimes you gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself, and that's the way it is. You know, my poor dog, he got an allergy to grass, so every time he goes outside, and it had rained a little bit the other day, and I've been taking care of Dashy and trying to get him to put, you know, anti-itch medicine on him from the vet and everything, and taking care of him, wiping him down every time he goes potty. Because, I had to put the cone on his head from the vet. And I had to, you know, like, take good care of him. Because, I mean, I was just like, oh, this poor dog, he's miserable. He kept itching and itching. It wasn't fleas because he has one of those Seresto collars on him. He doesn't have that. We already went down that road last year. The fleas were terrible for dogs and cats last year. And, oh, man. So, you know, it wasn't that, so we figured it was an allergy, the vet said, and I've just been taking care of him, running here and there and everywhere. And you know how life is, you know, it's just, sometimes it's just so overwhelming, and other times it runs really smooth, or you're very bored to death, you know. But I've been keeping up, you know, with my sugar, trying to pay attention to it, and, you know, it's not excellent, but, you know, we all have slip-ups, and that's what I figure, you know. I get mad at myself and beat myself up about it. I'm sure everybody knows how that feels, because it's just a natural human response, is to be like, I don't like what I did to myself, or I overate, or I gained weight, you know. So let me tell you what happened yesterday. I went to my hematologist, and he was pretty upset that some of the stuff wasn't corrected about my blood, because I'm very anemic, okay? So being diabetic, have high blood pressure, and still only being 42, he just was upset that my two older doctors that I had before that I got rid of didn't do anything basically but patch jobs in 8 years. And he said, how are you surviving? I said, I have no clue, because I'm supposed to be here, I guess. And you know, what do you say to that, you know? And I said, well, I have a purpose, you know, we all have a purpose, so I don't know, I'm here for a purpose. And I said, I'm just trucking along, keep pushing myself. And he was just really upset and confused, you know, like, why would these doctors let you go through this? And I'm not a hateful person, but I'm also a person that is, you know, pretty realist, you know. And I just looked at him, and the way he was looking at me, he was very kind and very concerned. And actually, you know, one of those doctors that really care. And I only seen that with these two new doctors that I have, a regular MD and an OBGYN. And my old OBGYN, I mean, she was very sweet, but she didn't know about PCOS. And she didn't catch my diabetes all the times that they took my blood. Just like my old MD, he didn't catch my diabetes. And now they're saying that I might have had, you know, I might have had diabetes for 10 years or more. So, you know, I just kind of breathe and, you know, go with the flow and try not to get too ticked up because that'll blow my, you know, blood pressure up. And then before you know it, my sugar will go up and I ain't going there. I got enough stuff I'm dealing with. So me and the hematologist, my husband was in there with me, and my husband was a little upset because he knows what I've been through. So I'm thinking I have to get blood transfusions, all of this, you know, because my hemoglobin's pretty low from having a period, you know, from the PCOS and everything. It's been 85 days now, guys. You know, it's not fun, you know. But, you know, I'm thinking to myself, where am I going to be next month, the following month, you know, month after that, 6 months from that, a year. And I'm saying to myself, you know, I can do this, because if I dealt with this crap for 8 years or more, I can keep going, you know. Don't be afraid, you know. So I have to pump myself up and tell myself, you know, and I have faith and I have hope, you know, and I'm very courageous. I try my best, you know, but I'm human, you know, just like everybody else. So, you know, we all have weaknesses and moments. So basically we're in the hematologist's office. It's very beautiful. We're sitting there in a couch and he's on a chair and, you know, it's like, it's not stuffy or anything. And, he's asking me questions and talking to me. And he, you know what he says to me? I'm going to give you iron infusions. I looked at him. I said, okay, what's that? And he explained what it was. Basically, infusing the iron in my body to get it ready for surgery to try to get rid of the anemia, you know, and build my blood back up and everything, my hemoglobin back up. So I said, okay, you know, sounds great. We talked a little bit more, sent me on my way, and made my appointments, everything, you know, for infusions and recheck with him and stuff. Then I had to call my regular primary doctor and tell him, you know, what was going on, because he wasn't going to approve my hysterectomy, because he can't if my hemoglobin's too low. It's dangerous. And I've already had blood transfusions. So, you know, this is cool stuff to know, and I didn't know all this stuff. So I'm like, okay, you know, here we go. Well, now we're kind of pressing. We're pressing things further, you know, on down the line. But I'm just like, whoo, you know, I need to breathe. I can't breathe, you know. I'm like, okay, am I going to hyperventilate because I'm so excited and nervous at the same time? And here I'm diabetic, and I got this hormone crap with my PCOS. And I'm just having a little bit of anxiety and stress, and I'm just like, can I do this? So my husband looks over at me, and he's a sweetheart. He says, honey, you can do this. You've been doing it this long, and I'm here for you. Now, that was just like, you know, so I felt a lot better after that. Excuse me, I started losing my voice. What was that? So, started feeling a little bit better after that. And then I get a phone call in the afternoon saying that I had to come back for blood work. So, I went to the other office, did my blood work, you know, did my labs and stuff. And my infusions are, I believe, the 28th. And the 4th. So, and then regular MD is the 10th. And also, my hysterectomy is supposed to be the 17th. So, I'm crossing my fingers and praying I get to do it, because I've had enough of this stuff, you know? And when you get a certain age and a certain thing, enough is enough. So, I put my foot down, so that's enough. So that is working its way through. I'm trying to eat correctly and do what I'm supposed to do. You know, I don't always do it. Sometimes I slip up or cheat, but I believe that if you don't kind of, not really cheat, but you don't have something like a candy bar or something little. It can be a dark chocolate, a little tiny, you know, little tiny piece. Something to satisfy, you know, that craving or whatever. Because, you know, you get that stuff. And you go back to eating like you did before. And a lot of people, they give up. And then they end up on insulin. And then all this stuff is pushed on them. And it's just a bunch of garbage, you know. Because a lot of times when somebody gets on insulin, it's so hard for them to get off. I mean, it's possible. I've seen people do it on a strict keto and low-carb, high-fat diet. I've seen it happen. And I wish my mother would do it and her boyfriend, but, you know, they would rather just shoot themselves with insulin and go on and have a good day. And mom's trying, but she's not totally listening. So I'm here. I'm the daughter. I'm 42. She's 66. I got to make the choice for myself, my family. There you go. So my goal is tomorrow, I'm hoping that my sugar is at least 105. So I'm going to take one of those turmeric bombs. I think I explained it in one of my previous podcasts. Turmeric bomb is basically approximately a cup of coconut oil melted down with turmeric, fennel seeds, that helps your blood sugar, regulate your blood sugar. Pepper, because that helps your body absorb the turmeric. You know, you could put salt if you want it, Himalayan sea salt, but it just depends, you know what I mean? If you want salt in there, you're not a big salt person, don't put that in there. You put some herbs in there, parsley, dill, whatever you think would taste good. And then, you know, you melt it down, and then you get these little teeny tiny small ice cube trays. Or you could do regular ice cube trays, but you would have to put more coconut oil and more other things. You know, there's no, like, you can put as much as you want, just, you know, don't make it taste funky, basically. And put it in the freezer for an hour, and then, like, after dinner, and after some meals, say a high-carb meal that you probably shouldn't have really had. Or if you just have like one biscuit or a piece of bread or something, have one of those turmeric bombs, you know. I mean, you're in control of your own destiny, so let's do it, you know. And I found that if I do that, it does help me. So that's what I'm working on, getting my sugar back to where it's supposed to be, because it's a process being a diabetic, you know. I feel, and I've read a lot of things about autoimmune and things like that, and stress, and sometimes, you know, lack of sleep. I know with my PCOS, I don't sleep the greatest. Sometimes I could be insomnia. And if anybody's ever dealt with insomnia, whoo, I'll tell you what, it sucks not being able to sleep sometimes for a few days. It's like after having a baby and you're hardly sleeping, and then, you know, you have total brain fog. I mean, you have brain fog and you just feel lethargic and gross, you know. So, you know, that's how it is. And I'm pressing along like I normally do. You know, one day at a time, guys. That's what life is. One day at a time. Take your successes. You know, be proud of yourself. You know, you have failures. That's just part of it. You know, it's not making you any better by hating yourself because you had a failure or you had a weak moment. You just have to say, I'm human. You know, and that's the way it is. You know, I mean, everybody thinks differently. I might not be right. I don't know. But to me, that's right for me to kind of think that way. And then I don't get more ill. I don't get angry at myself. And I mean, just sometimes, you know, with diabetes and PCOS, or have both, whatever the case may be, you know, we talk about this all the time, you feel like crap, total crap. And if all you do is think about, I feel like crap, you know, oh, I'm not doing good, you know, woe is me. That's that. You can't have that attitude, really. I mean, that's not going to do anything good for you. That's just going to bring you down, and that's not going to help you in your success in life, you know. Keep going. Laugh a little bit, you know. Laugh at fart jokes. I don't care what you have to do, you know, because sometimes farts are funny. And, you know, I know, like, my husband or my son fart. I mean, I used to think it was gross when I was younger, but now I laugh my butt off, you know, because sometimes they're funny. You can't help it. And, you know, laugh a little bit, enjoy yourself, read, go for a walk, get some exercise. You know, do whatever you can to help yourself do well for you. And try to stay positive in this negative world we're living in. Try to be the better person. And if you can try to be the better person to you, number one, you can help others. And that's what I'm learning with this podcast. So if anyone has anything to ask me that pertains to, you know, my podcast, you know, how I feel about something, has questions, I could put it on the air or I don't have to put it on the air. But feel free to ask. Get back with me. This is a long podcast. I don't normally do them this long. And, you know, hey, you get out there and you have the best darn day you can. And appreciate yourself. Be grateful for the things you have. And, you know, crack up some jokes, you know. Because, you know, you only got one life to live. Live the best life you can, you know. And we've all had down days, you know. But make them better somehow. So I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to enjoy my Friday. And I hope you all have a great weekend, okay? I'm sorry it took so long to get back. I've just been so busy. So I appreciate you and I'm grateful for you. And thank you for listening and come on back. I'll talk to you soon. Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.